ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Puranjan becomes a woman in the next life. Text number 33. Vibhajya
Vibhajya
Tanebhya
Tanebhya
Shemam
Shemam
Rajarshir
Rajarshir
Malayatvaja
Malayatvaja
Ariradayishu Krishnam
Sajakama
Kulachalam Vibhajya Tanabhye Shemam
Vibhajya Tanabhye Shemam
Rajashir Malaya Dwaja Ari Radha Ishu Shri Krishnam
Ari Radha Ishu Krishnam
Sajagama Kula Chalam
Sajagama Kula Chalam
Vibhajya Tanaye Vyakshmam
Vibhajya Tanaye Vyakshmam
Rajashir Malaya Dwaja
Rajashir Malaya Dwaja
Ari Radha Ishu Krishnam
Ari Radha Ishu Krishnam
Sajjagama Kulachalam
Sajjagama Kulachalam
Vibhajya Tanabhya Shemam
Vibhajya Tanabhya Shemam
Rajashir Malaya Dwaja
Rajashir Malaya Dwaja
Hari Radha Ishu Krishnam
Hari Radha Ishu Krishnam
Sajagama Kulachalam
Sajagama Kulachalam
Someone else?
Vibhajya
Tanaye Vyakshmam Rajarshir Malaya Dwaja
Hari Radhaishu
Krishnam
Sajagama
Kulachalam
Vibhajya Tanaye Vyakshmam
Vibhajya Tanaye Vyakshmam
Rajarshir Malaya Dwaja
Rajarshir Malaya Dwaja
Hari
Radha Ishu Krishnam
Sajagama Kulachalam
Sajagama Kulachalam
Vibhajya
Tanaye Vyakshmam Rajarshir Malaya Dwaja Hari Radha Ishu Krishnam Sajagama
Vibhajya Tanaye Vyakshemam
Vibhajya Tanaye Vyakshemam
Rajarshir Malaya Dwaja
Rajarshir Malaya Dwaja
Hari Radha Ishu कृष्णम
हरियादयिषु कृष्णम
स जगाम कुलाचलम
Vibhajya,
Vibhajya,
having divided,
having divided.
Tanayedya,
Tanayedya,
among his sons,
among his sons.
Shemam,
Shemam,
the whole world,
the whole world.
Raja Rishi,
Raja Rishi,
the great saintly king,
the great saintly king.
Malayadvaja,
Malayadvaja,
Nimalayadvaja,
Nimalayadvaja.
Ariradaishu,
Ariradaishu,
desiring to worship,
desiring to worship,
Krishnam,
Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
Sa,
Sa,
He, Jagama,
Jagama,
went,
went,
Kulachalam,
Kulachalam,
unto Kulachala,
unto Kulachala.
Translation. After this, the great saintly king Malayadvaja divided his entire kingdom among his sons. Then, in order to worship Lord Krishna with full attention, he went to a solitary place known as Kulachala. Please repeat. After this, the great saintly king,
the great saintly king,
King Malayadvaja,
King Malayadvaja,
divided his entire kingdom,
divided his entire kingdom
among his sons,
among his sons.
Then, in order to worship Lord Krishna,
in order to worship Lord Krishna,
with full attention,
with full attention,
he went to a solitary place,
he went to a solitary place,
known as Kulachala,
known as Kulachala.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Malayadvaja, the great king, was certainly a Mahabhagavata, topmost devotee. By executing devotional service, he begot many sons and disciples for propagating the bhakti cult, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Actually, the entire world should be divided among such disciples. Everyone should be engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. In other words, when disciples are grown up and are able to preach, the spiritual master should retire and sit down in a solitary place to write and execute Nirjana Bhajan. This means sitting silently in a solitary place and executing devotional service. This Nirjana Bhajan, which is the silent worship of the Supreme Lord, is not possible for a neophyte devotee. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur never advised a neophyte devotee to go to a solitary place to engage in devotional service. Indeed, he has written a song in this connection. Dushta mani tumi kishera vaishnava pratishtara tari nirjanera gari tava hari nam kevala kaita. My dear mind, what kind of devotee are you? Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in a solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But this is all cheating. Thus, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur advocated that every devotee, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, preach the bhakti cult, Krishna consciousness, all over the world. Only when one is mature can he sit in a solitary place and retire from preaching all over the world. Following this example, the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now render service as preachers in various parts of the world. Now they can allow the spiritual master to retire from active preaching work. in the last stage of the spiritual master's life, the devotees of the spiritual master should take preaching activities into their own hands. In this way, the spiritual master can sit down in a solitary place and render Nirjana Bhajan. Om Jnana Timarandasya Yanantana Chalakaya Chakshur Vimilitanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadapi Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitam Sya He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sthite Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Dhruvyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavadibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing Narada Muni instruct Maharaj Prachini Parishat. He's describing this allegorical story of Puranjan. Puranjan means one who enjoys in the body. And actually, Narada Muni is describing Maharaj Prachini Parisha. He's describing the king himself. He's instructing him and he's telling him the story of Puranjan. And the story of Puranjan is actually about Maharaj Prachini Parisha. So sometimes, you know, we hear these things and, you know, we're so thick, we're so slow, sometimes we can't understand that this applies to me, you know. Somebody will be telling a story about this and actually they're talking about us, but we're so slow, we're so covered by Maya, by it, we can't understand, oh, I'm in that condition, you know. This is the power of Maya, so wonderful. That it covers us up so tightly that sometimes we cannot understand what a terrible situation we're in. This Maharaj Prachini Parishat was in a bad situation. Why? He was attached to Karmakandi activities. And his Karmakandi activities were killing animals, performing animal sacrifices. Very risky, very dangerous. Of course, everybody, practically the whole world, if they're religious at all, they're interested in Karmakandi activities. That's what it means to be religious in Kali Yuga. It means you do Karmakandi activities. If people are religious at all, they want to get some material gain. Krishna consciousness is a different thing. Narada Muni is explaining, trying anyway, he wants to impress the importance of bhakti yoga, devotional service. So he's been describing the story of Puranjan, and he described how Puranjan met his death, and because he was so attached, he became a woman in his next life. He became a woman known as Vidarbhi, and she was married to this Maharaj Malaya Dwaja. So now we're hearing about this Malaya Dwaja Maharaja, how he's become Vanaprastha. He's retiring Very nice, huh? Grihastha wife. Success of Grihastha wife is when they move into the third ashram, when they become Vanaprastha. Grihasthas are not meant to remain Grihasthas. They're meant to move into Vanaprasthas. So Malaya Dvaja was a great devotee of Krishna. He understood the purpose of life and he was becoming detached. And we're hearing in the verse today how he's going away to some place to do Nirjana Bhajan. So Prabhupada is talking about the significance of this Nirjana Bhajan, that for some people may be possible, but not for everyone, not a good example for others. Tamal Krishna Goswami was with Prabhupada as Prabhupada's servant in the last year of Prabhupada's manifest pastimes in this world. And he saw Prabhupada's health failing. But he was saying to Prabhupada, to die on the battlefield is glorious. And he was telling Prabhupada, we want to take you back to USA, to America, make another tour. And Prabhupada said, yes. Prabhupada said, this is the right spirit. He said, I should die on the battlefield. You know, Prabhupada often spoke about that he would just sit down and concentrate on writing and leave the management of the society to his disciples. But, you know, we were so young, you know, we were so unfit and unqualified. Prabhupada went to America at the age of 70. And we came, you know, I became a devotee, I was 21. I was one of the oldest in the temple when I joined. I was the only one who had been at university and graduated. That was unheard of, you know. You know, everybody else, you could hardly read some, you know. And, you know, most people not much educated, but nice devotees, you know. Good. So, you know, Prabhupada started the movement, you know, he began the movement in the 1970s with very raw people, all Westerners, you know. Even I was saying this morning, when I lived here in Calcutta in the 1970s, we had two or three local devotees, everybody else was a foreigner. You know, there were no, the Indian, and Prabhupada was also lamenting that we're not attracting the higher class Indian people to join our movement. Anyway, now gradually things are changing and we're getting so many nice devotees also coming to Krishna consciousness. But in Prabhupada's time, you know, Prabhupada had, you know, we didn't know anything, really. What did we know? I didn't even know what religion we were. And people would ask me, what religion is this? You know, I'd say, well, we're Hare Krishna. Yeah, say, but what religion is this? You know? And then I heard from some Gujarati people say, oh no, this is Vaishnava, look at the tilak. I said, Vaishnava, what's that? You know, you know, we didn't know anything those days. You know, we were so new, you know, it was so raw to us. We were just chanting Hare Krishna. We were just in ecstasy to chant Hare Krishna and to dance and to eat Krishna prasada. You know, we didn't really know anything. So Prabhupada had to guide us every step. Prabhupada really couldn't sit down and just finish the Bhagavatam and just write all the books he wanted to give us. But Prabhupada said, I have to travel and come and see you all to save you from falling down. He said, if I do not come and see you, you will all fall into Maya. Prabhupada had to constantly keep a check on what was going on within our centers. He wanted to see, you know, are we making any changes? Or are we following as he wanted us to follow? But, as it's described here in this purport, you know, the spiritual master, it's the duty of the disciple, the duty of the sons, to relieve the father of the burden and allow the father to just sit down and to do this Nirjana Bhajan, to continue his confidential service for Krishna. So for Prabhupada, that Nirjana Bhajan was writing his books. So that was why Prabhupada didn't come for the Mangal Arti. He would come, he would be up, but he would be in his room writing, dictating purports, translating. Prabhupada used the midnight hours, the early morning hours to do his translation work. That was his Nirjana Bhajan, dictating his Bhaktivedanta purports. But he didn't get really a chance to give up all the management. One time at least Prabhupada said, he said, because I did not travel and preach when I was a young man, so I have to do it now. So he was like encouraging us. He said, well, you are a young man. If you travel and preach, then in your old age, you can sit down in some holy place like Mayapur or Vrindavan and read the books of the Goswamis. That is very nice. Just sit down in a holy place at the end of life and absorb yourself in reading the books of the Goswamis. That's how to prepare for leaving this world. So Prabhupada arranged all of these things for us, that we could do that. He himself, he did eventually come back to Vrindavan for the final few months. He could be there in Vrindavan. And he could have the devotees there chanting for him. And he was continuing to dictate his purports. But generally, for a neophyte devotee to try to do this, to go to a holy place and say, I just want to read, then it's very dangerous. Sometimes you get young devotees to say, oh yeah, I'm getting so much service, I just want to go away, I just want to sit down and read. Okay, for a little while you can do that. But you can't do that for long. You try to do that for long, then it's going to get more and more dangerous. The danger is our minds are not yet pure enough. We're not yet strong enough to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. That material desires can grow up. And we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam the example of Bharat Maharaj, how he went to a holy place and he became attached to a deer. In the same way, there's so many things can attach us. We can become attached to so many different objects in this material world. So we have to purify ourselves first in order to do this kind of bhajan, in order to sit down peacefully, absorb ourselves in hearing and chanting. We have to utilize our early life. We have to utilize our time in hearing and chanting. This is most important. The association of devotees. There's different statements made about holy places. Some Prabhupada would sometimes praise a holy place. That is very good, you can go to a holy place and immediately you're reminded of Krishna. But at the same time you've got, Narottam Das Thakur says, the holy place is simply a bewilderment of the mind. That people are just doing so much nonsense there, there's so many bad things there. That it's better to be some other place rather than go to these so-called holy places. You can be more peacefully absorbed in chanting or in doing worship of the Lord in some other place. So, different for different people. In the Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, Lord Krishna describes Astanga Yoga. He says, for the neophyte, work is said to be the means. But for one who is advanced in yoga, cessation of all activities is the means. Different levels. In the beginning, work is said to be the means. Prabhupada always pushed us in the beginning because he knew we were very unqualified. We were coming from Western background. very uncultured. We did not know anything. So Prabhupada simply pushed us to keep engaged in Krishna's service. He saw that book distribution was a very practical means for us to be absorbed in Krishna's service. Of course, there are many other activities we could do for Krishna, but especially book distribution was something which was very suitable for young devotees who have a competitive mood. You know, go out there and they try to distribute the most books and competitions like this. So Prabhupada encouraged that. He saw the mood, he saw the interest that devotees had in that, and he encouraged it. Yeah, very good, very good. But he encouraged also many other things. You know, if somebody could worship the deities very nicely, then he encouraged them also to do that. And he also encouraged devotees with their farming programs, cow protection, self-sufficiency, varnashram. This is also very nice. Prabhupada wanted all of this. So, different for different people. We see, we can't all be like Kardama Muni. We could go and be in the forest for 10,000 years doing meditations. You know, if we tell people, okay, we're all going to do Ashtanga Yoga, you know, you have to go to a remote place, we're going to give you each one deer skin, and the helicopter's coming, and we're going to drop you off in some remote mountain peak, right? And don't worry, we'll come back in a few years and see how you're getting on, right? So how many of you want to go? Yeah. If we ask at the Sunday feast, you know, we've got some deer skins here, and the vehicle's coming, we'll take you off, you know. You know, for this day and age, you know, how many people can do that? We know just to get people to sit and chant Hare Krishna for 2 hours is very difficult. Very difficult. Very rare people can sit for 2 hours without talking, without doing other things, and just absorb themselves in chanting the holy name. Very hard. So many people tell me, they write to me, they say, why is it every time I try to chant my japa, I fall asleep? And every time I try to read the books, I fall asleep. You know, this is it. The original problem, the yogi, right? Trying to do meditation. He's trying to sit there. But because the mind is not prepared to absorb themselves in some higher thing, they fall into the lower thing. The lower thing being sleep, nations. So, how to overcome this? In the beginning, work is said to be the means. Better they do some service. Give them some practical service to do. You know, somebody's sleeping every day in the class, they don't listen to the class. Okay, you can say, Prabhu, can you come and help in the, cut the vegetables today? You know, we have to peel the potatoes, come and help cut potatoes and do some service in the kitchen. Then after they've done some service for a few months in the kitchen, they'll be saying, Prabhu, can I get to go to class one day? And they'll be eager, they'll have a stronger desire to hear. In the beginning, we don't have that desire. We're not so ready to just sit and hear about Krishna. We have to be purified. How to get purified? Service. Practical service is a means by which we can purify ourselves. So our Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. To engage everyone according to their different propensities. Let them do some service for Krishna. We don't encourage them to just try to sit down. You know, a lot of, in the recent times, somehow Buddhism is becoming popular again in different parts of in the Western world and like that. In Australia, you know, some Buddhism is finding some people interested. And what do they offer? They will say, yeah, you can come for the weekend retreat. We will have meditation for the weekend. And when they go for the weekend retreat, one young man was telling me, he said, you go there and they say, now don't speak to anybody. Right? You're not going to make friends. You're going there just to meditate. You know? So, the morning program, meditation, a few hours. And then a break, a little snack, and then more meditation. And then lunch, and then more meditation. Like this. For a whole weekend, you know. They don't talk to anybody. Just like I was in Surat. In Surat, near to the temple in Surat, there's one place people can go. They can rent a room, and nobody will come. They'll put food through a little door, hole in the door, and you don't see anybody. And people pay a lot of money to get a room, to stay there. They won't have to talk to anybody, they won't have to see anybody, they can just sit in the room on their own. They think, oh, this is so nice. But they can only do it for a weekend. You know, after a weekend they come back, then, okay, you know, ready to face the world again. You know? So like this, these kind of solutions are only temporary. It is not actually a real solution. It's a stopgap measure, a temporary solution to the problems. That you're having problems with people, you're having problems getting along with life. So you cut yourself off from the world, you go away from it. But unless you can absorb your mind in some higher thing, it is simply a temporary solution to the problems. So Nirjana Bhajan is meant for someone who is able to absorb their mind in something higher. That they can absorb their mind in thoughts of Krishna and thinking of the pastimes and activities of Krishna. So sitting, thinking of these things on your own is not as good as discussing them in the association of devotees. Satam prasanga mama virya sambhido vidanti ritkarana rasayana kata. The topics of Lord Krishna, when heard in the association of devotees, are very pleasing to the ear and to the heart. We see this in Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit, how does he prepare for the end of his life? He's not going to do Nirjana Bhajan. He's hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. First you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then after having heard Srimad Bhagavatam, then he can do Nirjana Bhajan. Then he can sit down and wait for the snake bird to come and bite him and give up his body. Because he has something to absorb the mind in. If we have not properly heard and chanted, then we cannot absorb the mind. Of course, without absorbing, without controlling the mind, then how can you hear and chant? So first we have to bring the mind to hear. We have to hear submissively. We have to develop a taste for these topics. And then we can remember. Remembrance comes after hearing and chanting. Right? Shravanam kirtan smaranam. So remembrance will come where there's first been good hearing and then chanting. Then naturally remembrance will come. So our Krishna consciousness movement, we give full facility for hearing and chanting. We hear, first we hear, and if we hear nicely, then we can also chant. We can repeat what we've heard. And by doing that, then naturally, remembrance of Krishna comes into our mind. We have to train our mind. Nirjana Bhajan is not the goal, but there are different
I said, Prabhupada's bhajan, Nirjana bhajan, Prabhupada's bhajan was writing books, not just for his own self, but for the benefit of the world. But Prabhupada said everybody should write. He encouraged all of us that we should write. Maybe published, maybe not. That's not important. It's for our purification that we should do this. And will help us to remember, to think more about the Lord. So this is the idea, absorbing our mind. We need to find those active, to engage our mind in these activities which will demand greater effort, greater thought. Prabhupada says, more important than simply reading the books is discussing them in the association of devotees and explaining them, because that will force us to think more deeply about the subject matter. If we just simply read, often you can be reading and you don't know what you've read. If you're not careful in reading, then we can simply be reading and nothing is going in the mind. So, more important than reading, we read something and then discuss and explain. Nirjana bhajan, we see how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati criticizes so much this ki Vaishnava. Tumi kishera Vaishnava. What kind of Vaishnava are you? Simply for adoration or distinction, we want to go away to some secluded place. It was not at all Prabhupada's mood. One devotee, a senior, very senior brahmachari, Prabhupada said to him, so how are you doing in your sadhana? He had come to India with Prabhupada in the early 1970s, and he'd been serving for some years in India here. And Prabhupada asked him, how is everything? So he said to him, he said, well, Prabhupada, he said, I was thinking about going to somewhere like Rishikesh or something to find a brahmachari ashram so I could get my brahmachari life together, you know, because he was traveling with Prabhupada and there were so many young women there and everything. So it was not so easy to be strong in brahmachari life. But when he said that to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, oh, please, please do not do that. He said, I labored so many years to bring Krishna consciousness. He said, please do not do this. Don't go to like that. Don't go to some mountain place just to be a brahmachari. So Prabhupada had his views about what was good for us in Krishna consciousness. The main thing, we want to be Krishna conscious. We want to be engaged in Krishna's service. How we're engaged, that's up to the spiritual master. And so Krishna depends also on our psychophysical nature, what propensities we have. It may depend also on the time and circumstances. Just like when I was here in Calcutta in the 1970s, we were just doing life membership. Our preaching was life membership. Yeah. Now you've already got so many life members, you know, now you can do more preaching, cultivating the people. So everything depends, you know, the main thing is we find some service to be engaged. We have to some good engagement to absorb ourselves in Krishna's service. Then when we work very hard in Krishna's service, it will purify the mind. We will feel naturally the desire will increase to want to hear and to chant. We will make more time for hearing and chanting. But to want to go to some remote place just to do chanting, so Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, this is just to get some false prestige. One may be detached from money and women, not interested in wealth or the opposite sex, but still the tendency is there for pride, puja, pratishta, We have an interest in that. We want to be known as a very renounced or as a great devotee, like that, and to get that kind of position or respect, we go off to some remote place. This is also Maya. This is another form of Maya. This the material desire. We have to remove all the anarthas from the heart. We have to be free of all material desires, both gross and subtle. Lord Chaitanya's Shikshastikam prayers guide us through that. Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundari. Like this. No, we don't want anything. We just simply want devotional service, birth after birth, in any condition, in any situation. So this idea of giving up all attachments to the material world, this is important for us to properly engage in devotional service. When we are fully engaged, when we have the right mood, then Krishna himself will reciprocate on us. He will force himself into our heart. Prabhupada said, some devotee asked Prabhupada, he said, I'm doing my chanting, I follow all the rules, regulations, I do everything. He said, but still I find it very difficult to remember Krishna. Prabhupada said, don't worry, he said, you just continue, you keep engaged in service, do your chanting, follow everything. He said, at the end of your life, Krishna will force himself into your mind and take you back to Godhead. So, this is surrender. Devotee, we're surrendered to Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants us to do, we will accept that. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam, what's the name again? The son of Maharaj Uttanapada, who got, he was away in the mountains with Narada Muni. No, the other one. Priyavrat, you know, he gone to the mountains with Narada Muni. And there he is in the mountains with Narada Muni, and then the father comes. You know, like Manu, you know, Manu comes to see Priyavrat and he tells, you have to come back, I have to retire, I have to become Vanaprastha, I'm getting old, you have to come back and take up the throne. And Priyavrat's there with Narada Muni, and Narada Muni's holding one hand, and the father's got the other hand, you know, it's a bit of a struggle, you know. And then Lord Brahma comes and says, no, you have to go. It's like the regional secretary comes, and the regional secretary saying, you've got to do it, you've got to become the temple president. Says, no, I just want to be a brahmachari. No. I don't want to have to deal with it. And then the GBC comes flying in, you know. Lord Brahma, the GBC comes flying. Manu's like the regional secretary. And then the GBC flies in and settles the whole thing and says, no, you gotta do it, Prabhu. So Priyavrata has to go back, you know, he has to become the temple president, rule the whole world. Yeah. So sometimes these things are arranged. Renunciation is, in Krishna consciousness, Rupa Goswami has described what is renunciation. Accepting everything for the service of Krishna. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Uchati. Yukta Vairagya, not Paugu Vairagya. We're not just running away from the world, oh, we don't want any responsibilities. We don't want to see any beautiful women. We don't want this. You know. Prabhupada said, some yogis like that, they go to the Himalayas, I will not see any woman. But the greatest yogis are in the city. giving out books, distributing books everywhere. So renunciation is not just running away, turning away from the world. There's a time for that. And that, of course, may come at the end of life. You may get that opportunity. Prabhupada was saying that we could do that. He said, end of life, you can go sit down in a holy place and read the Goswami's books. But we didn't see Prabhupada do that. Prabhupada didn't retire. He didn't stop. So, you know, we have to see what Prabhupada, what Krishna wants. You may get the chance to sit down and just do bhajan. And we may not. We may have to keep serving Krishna. Jayapataka Maharaj is still serving Krishna despite his illnesses and his physical condition. But somehow he just stays there in the battlefield. You know, he could just say, okay, you know, I'm just going to sit down in Mayapur now and write some books. But he wants to keep traveling and preaching. He wants to be like Prabhupada. Like Prabhupada said, to die on the battlefield, that's glorious. You know, a kshatriya, if a kshatriya retreats from the battle, that's a disgrace. So Prabhupada said, I want the benediction to die on the battlefield. So many devotees, they have that same mood as Prabhupada. They just want to be out there on the battlefield, preaching Krishna consciousness. Okay, so any questions, any comments about this verse? Yes, Prabhu? Yes?
Please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me at your lotus feet. So these two are like Achintya Veda. And also in the next two verses also, please Nayanam Ganadashru Dharya Madanam Gargada Madanam Kudhya Veda. So please that when the tears, my eyes is degraded in the tears of love. And the next verse is please that Yudhaikam Nimeshana Shakshusha Prahashaya. Yes, that I'm feeling so much separation from you. My tears are coming from my eyes. He's saying, like,
yeah.
Verses looks contradictory.
Well, you have to understand, Lord Chaitanya is describing different levels of devotional service. You see, the seventh and eighth verse, they're all describing bhava and then prema bhakti. You know, with a quiver, a hair standing on end and shedding tears from the eyes. These are symptoms of bhava. This is a very high level of devotional service. And the earlier verse, idna dhanamna janamna sundarin, this is more sadhana bhakti. You know, that's no material desire, don't want this, don't want wealth, don't want followers like this. This is sadhana bhakti. But it's all devotional service. There's no contradiction. Lord Chaitanya is he's teaching us that we also don't aspire for liberation. We're not just thinking, I don't want to be in this world, I have to get out of this world. We simply want devotional service. So devotional service is there, can be here in this world. And in this world you can be chanting and bhava and prema. I don't see why you think there has to be a contradiction. Lord Chaitanya is just describing the progression of devotional service. Different stages of devotional service. how you're developing a greater and greater taste for the holy name. And feeling more and more intense absorption in our service to Krishna. So the whole, the Shikshastikam prayers are like a summary of the whole Krishna conscious Siddhanta. It's describing all the different levels of Krishna consciousness. That's why these verses are so important for us. You know, devotional service is not just one thing. There's a whole progression of levels of consciousness as we come from one point to another. In the beginning, the second verse is Durdaivam Ikrishami Hajani Nandugra. I'm so unfortunate, I have no attraction for this holy, for the holy name. And so that, you know, in the beginning, no attraction. But then you go on then removing this attraction, that attraction, and then it's, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love? When will that happen? No, we should also be wondering, when will that happen to me? When will I be feeling this quivering? When will that exist? So like that, this is Bhava, that is Bhava, is a more intense absorption in the service of Krishna. So you have to think about these verses more. You can read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentaries on the Shikshastikam. It's also explained in the books of Mahanidhi Swami, Sachinanda Swami on the holy name. They've also commented on the Shikshastikam prayers. And they've described the significance of each of these verses and how the meaning behind each of these verses. You can see how they relate to each other. But there's no contradictions. They're just describing different levels of devotion. No, devotional service is not going to be the same for everyone. There will be different levels. It's not hard and fast. Not that, oh, you have to have, if you're not shedding tears, then you're not doing devotional service. No. Anyway, you try to read these books I recommended you. You try to read them and understand the Shikshastikam prayers more. Any other question? No other questions? Okay, so we will stop then. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.